Hello, everybody. Well, it's wet outside, but it's nice and dry in here inside the Conlon Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz with you today for this non-conference matchup between the Cal State University Monterey Bay Otters and the Dominican University of California Penguins. Both teams, Brandon, come in at 1-5 overall. Penguins have not played a conference game yet, but the Otters are 1-2 in their conference, and they are 9th in the standings. That is a CCAA conference. Both teams like to score fast and like to score a lot, and the rebounding, Brandon, you mentioned, is going to be the difference in this game.
It's going to be the difference. As Forrest mentioned, both teams shoot at good percentages. In terms of the Otters, they shoot at 43% field goal percentage and 30% overall as a team. For the Dominican Penguins, they shoot at 45% overall and 37% from three-point range. A key player for the Otters to watch out for is Mateo Jones, their leading scorer, averaging 12 points per game. He doesn't only score, he leads the team in rebounds as well with 8.3 and averages a team-leading 2.7 steals a game as well. Another key player to watch out for the Otters is Josh Coleman. He shoots at a tremendous 41% from beyond the arc.
Well, shooting is going to be a key tonight, Brandon. Rebounding, Jeremiah Gray and Christian Futch tied for the rebounds per game for the Penguins. And it looks like they might have some height on this Cal State Monterey Bay Otters team here tonight at the Conlon Center. It's going to be a good one. 2 minutes until game time, everybody. It's been a while since we've been here in the Conlon Center, Brandon, but I did watch the Penguins on the road when they took on Sonoma State up in Runner Park. And I'll tell you what, that game was 33-33 at halftime. They ended up winning that game 72-71. A theme that we've seen here so far in the Conlon Center at the beginning of this year and last year was the ability to finish games. They would have the lead throughout the game, or even when they play a good nationally ranked team, like a Chico team last year where they kept it close. The ability to finish games has been a trend that Coach Booker has been trying to turn around here at Dominican University. And they did in that Sonoma State game. They trailed early in that game, and they led the whole second half until late in the game, about 3 or 4 minutes left. Sonoma State got the lead. It never grew to more than 2 for Sonoma State in the second half, and the Penguins were able to put that one away.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And the fact that the Penguins are battling, they have some pretty close games this season. Other than the game at Chico State, most of the games have been pretty even, and the same can be said for Monterey Bay as well. So it's going to be a great matchup here tonight.
Well, especially those two games that we saw here at the tip-off challenge that the Penguins were hosting, those games being lost by 3 and 2 points. Well, we have about a minute to go here in the Conlon Center until this matchup between the Dominican University of California Penguins hosting the California State University Monterey Bay Otters. The Penguins and the Otters getting set to go, both cold weather animals, Brandon. And it's cold outside, so they both should play well here tonight. I just noticed, Brandon, Natalie Diaz coming into the Conlon Center. She was had a couple of honors in the past couple of weeks. Why don't you let us know about how the women did?
Yeah, the women 4-2 so far on the season. And Natalie Diaz in the Thanksgiving tournament earning a all-team honor. And she dropped 31 points in the most recent game they had, and the Penguins are back on the winning track, 4-2, like I said.
Yeah, she dropped 31, and they ended up losing that game. So, tell you what, between Natalie Diaz and Sandra Ikiora, this women's team, you know what, when I interviewed Sandy that night, or that morning, I should say, she said they lost Carly Hobuck, their three-point specialist, but they do have some shooters on this team. This team is looking really good, and this men's team hoping to get back on track as we're almost ready to go here in the Conlon Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. And we will be back in about a couple of minutes, starting lineups and the start of this game ahead. Don't go anywhere. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're about ready to get underway, and first, we will announce the starting lineups. And first, for the visiting Cal State University Monterey Bay Otters, as announced by head coach Isaac Williams in his first season, a 6'2" senior out of Victorville, California, number 2, Mateo Jones, a 6'3" freshman out of Adelaide, South Australia, number 4, Cohen Sapwell, 6'3" freshman out of Fresno, California, number 5, Javon Johnson, a 6-foot junior out of Dominican University of California, Penguins, 6'7", Jeremiah Gray, Moreno Valley, California, 6'8" freshman out of San Jose, California. Coach Booker T. Harris and the Penguins off to our Southern Hoop.
That margin or even get close to within 3 or less, they're going to have a successful night. It's going to be the defensive factor that's going to play a key in this game, as both teams are evenly matched shooting-wise.
Well, it's Futch and Pulaski. Pulaski, 6'11", Futch at 6'8". Pulaski at 6'11", Brandon, the tallest guy. Bouyea, lane, baseline, back out top of the key by Johnson. Williams, one of the three rebound. But ever been there? That is good by Downs. Penguin ball right in front of the Otter bench. 16 to shoot. Inbounding for the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray. He'll toss it in left wing to CJ, who hands it back off to Gray. Crossover from the free throw line, gets it stolen away. Gray gets it back, driving in. Tries to put a shot up and a bunch of hands on it there as it goes straight up into the air and corralled by Bouye of the Otters. We have an early foul here on Jordan Williams. He was locked up with Bouye in the backcourt. That'll be Jordan Williams' first personal, first team foul of the night for the Penguins.
And Bouye continuing his good shooting night against Sonoma State. He nailed down 2 3-pointers in that ball game.
Mateo Jones, top of the key, gets it over to Bouye, left wing. Johnson has it. He'll pick up a screen. He'll drift back straight away. Otters work it into the corner. Sapwell, top of the key, drives in across the free throw line, lays it up off the back of the iron, and it'll fall in. It's 5-0 Otters here early in the first half.
Great defense by CJ Thomas and Futch, but better offense on that play.
Futch has it. High post. Hands it off to Williams. It'll be a long 2-0. Hand it off to Gray, right wing. Gray will drive in. Dump it off to Futch, baseline, looking for a little help. And his pass intended for Jeremiah Gray tipped out of bounds into the Otter bench. Penguins will inbound right in front of Monterey Bay's bench, and they will have 9 to shoot. Gray inbounding to Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams drifts straight away. Picks up a screen, 5 to shoot. He picks up his dribble, 4 to shoot. Williams, 3-ball, left wing, no good. Picked up by Futch. Futch tried to go up off the glass. He'll get it swatted away by Pulaski. Penguins having a little bit of trouble getting that first one through the hoop.
Yeah, defensively, the Otters have 2 blocks already, one by Bouye and one by Pulaski on that play.
Williams inbounding, top of the key to Chris Williams. Jeremiah Gray drifting straight away. He'll come left. Jordan Williams dribbling now to his right. CJ drives right side, spin move around his man, up off the glass, no good, board by Jones. Otters going the other way with it from our left to right. Across the timeline comes Mateo Jones. His pass, nice play by Mark Carlson. It'll be a turnover by Jones as it sailed into media row, Brandon. We were doing the best we could just to shy away from catching a ball to the teeth. Williams brings it across the timeline for the DUs. He'll drift right, top of the key, CJ. Jordan Williams left wing, ball high in the air, guarded tightly by Jones. Williams drives left side, and he was fouled. That will be on Mateo Jones, his first personal, first team foul. Jordan Williams will chuck it in with 20 on the shot clock, but not before Josh Coleman and Brian Garrett check in for CSU Monterey Bay. Jordan Williams will inbound and underneath the Otter hoop. He'll get it in CJ, right block. He'll kick it out. Long 2 by Futch off the rim, no good. Futch gets his own rebound off the glass. Tried to get it, and the lights are flickering here in the Conlin Center. I wonder if the weather is that bad outside, Brandon. We do not know. We'll have to get a weather update. Right wing with it, 3-ball on the way, short. That was from Josh Coleman. Gray will bring it up for the Penguins now, trailing by five. CJ, three ball, left wing. Oh, just missed off the front of the rim. Looked like he got smacked in the face. No whistles, though. Bringing it up for the Otters is Garrett. Garrett left side. Between the legs, thought about a three. Instead, he'll hand it off to Johnson. They'll come this way with it near side. Dumping it off down in the middle. That will be Pulaski, and an offensive foul is called on Pulaski. That is his first personal, second team foul for the Otters.
Penguins 0-for-6 so far. About 4 minutes into this ballgame, they're in the shooting drought.
Yeah, if you could say the least. Jordan Williams will bring it up for the Penguins from our right to left across the timeline. He'll drift towards the far sideline, right wing. Top of the key, Gray picks up a screen. He drives in left side, extended free throw line, jumper off the glass, and good. Jeremiah Gray gets the Penguins' first points of the night. It is 5-2 Monterey Bay. Bringing it up for the Otters is Sapwell, right wing. He'll pick up a screen. Mismatch now as Futch is on him. He'll get it off to Garrett. Drives in left side, high off the glass, no good. Jordan Williams with the board. Williams coming up the near sideline. Drifting middle. Oh, nice bounce pass inside as CJ had a wide open layup. Elected to go to the dunk. Couldn't throw it down. It bounces off iron and comes straight out. Going the other way for the Otters is Johnson as he drives inside and he will be fouled. That foul. That foul will be on a Penguin who is not even in the game. They called a foul on five, who is Uta Uchida. And no, it was an offensive foul on Javon Johnson. No, now they're saying it was a foul on Jordan Williams of the Penguins. That's his second personal and second team foul for the Penguins. That is a little bit of confusion. Listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 15:30 overhead, Brandon, and we will be right back after we hear from one of our Penguin basketball players.
Hi, this is guard Jeremiah Gray, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. It may not mean nothing to
y'all, but understand. Well, that was Jeremiah Gray, and so far tonight, he's the only man on the Penguins with any points to show.
Yeah, nice little crossover move, sticks it off glass, but like I've said so far, the Otters are showing tremendous defense, and the Penguins haven't scored except for Jeremiah Gray's only single point. Penguins really struggling early in this ballgame, but
all right, everybody. Well, we're back. We had a little bit of a power surge, which we don't really know. We don't really know what happened, but there's 12:45 overhead. The Cal State University Monterey Bay Otters leading 11-4. Penguins not shooting very well, Brandon, turning the ball over, and it's really one-sided at this point. The Otters just turned it over for what seems like the first time tonight. It's not the first time tonight. On the floor for the Penguins, Christian Futch, Chris Williams II, Marcus Lodeholt, Xavier Williams, and Romeo Mays. Coach Booker just trying to do something, find that formula that's clicking right now. Xavier Williams will bring it up across the timeline, right wing, Lodeholt. He'll drive baseline, bounce pass, intended for Mays, picked up by Williams, dumps it off Mays, right block. Three ball, Xavier Williams from the left corner, no good. Rebound there, that's Otters Coleman. It goes out of bounds. Futch was the last one to touch it, and it'll be Otter ball. Penguins now implementing a little bit of full court pressure. Williams, Xavier, and Williams, Chris in the backcourt, bringing it up for the Otters is Bouye. Right wing with it, Turner. He'll hand it off to Nazarian. Driving in left side, kick out to the corner. In the corner, that's Bouye with it. He'll drive baseline. He gets it knocked away, picked up by Chris Williams down the far sideline. It's Williams. He has numbers. Williams drives in, up off glass. Oh, and he gets called for a charging foul. Williams drove in, went up and over a Otter defender, and he picks up his first personal, and that is the fourth team foul for the Penguins. So to recap you all, we were cut out, and it was a 5-2 game. It is now 11-4 Otters, 11:50 overhead. Penguins have 14 fouls. Otters have 3. And Brandon's going to let us know who the leading scorers are to this point.
Leading scorers for the Otters is Jonquise Bouye, perfect 2-for-2 from the field, having 5 points. Mateo Jones with 2 and Jehovan Johnson with 2 as well. For the Penguins, the only 2 scorers are Jeremiah Gray with that early bank off the backboard and CJ Thomas with a nice layup. So 4 points only for the Penguins, and they're shooting a horrendous 15%.
Horrendous indeed. It's an unconventional night here at the Collins Center, Brandon. Our power goes out, and the Penguins are shooting awfully and just a little uncharacteristic. The Penguins were a really good shooting team, as we said, coming in. And so far, the Otters are the only good team shooting tonight. Bringing it up the court for the Otters is Bouye. Full court pressure by Jeremiah Gray and Chris Williams. Left wing, thought about a 3, was Johnson instead. He'll hand it off top of the key to Bouye, still at that Penguin insignia in the middle of the Conlin Center. And we have an offensive foul. That will be picked up by Pulaski. That's Pulaski's 2nd personal, the 4th team foul for the Otters. And that was an off-ball foul. He was just trying to get into position, trying to come up through the paint. A little too much contact.
Yeah, and teams having 4 and 3 fouls apiece. Foul's going to be key here early in this game.
Chris Williams brings it up, drifts towards the right wing. Jeremiah Gray straight away. He'll drive left side, kick it back out. Chris Williams right wing tried to get inside to Futch and just a bad pass, and that one's intercepted by Johnson. He'll bring it the other way. Bounce pass into the corner. Nazarian. Otters with it, swinging it now, top of the key. Driving in, right side, baseline. Johnson, kick out to the corner. Almost traveled. That was Nazarian. He goes up from the left side of the baseline, and he is fouled. That will put him at the line. That foul will be on Christian Futch. That's Futch's 1st personal, 5th team foul for the Penguins. At the line is Mazarian. Mazarian will shoot 2. He toes their line. Right foot slightly more forward than his left. 1st one on the way. It rattles around and falls out. Jordan Williams checks back in place of Marcus Lodeholt. Freshman in for a freshman. There are a lot of them on this Penguin men's roster. 3 starting tonight.
And these are Nazarian's 1st 2 free throws of the season.
Wow. His 2nd one falls, and it's 12-14 Monterey Bay. Jordan Williams, top of the key, hands it off CJ. CJ's pass to Gray, left wing. Gray picks up a screen. He'll do a 3 ball left wing, Jeremiah Gray, and he knocks it down. So Jeremiah Gray is going to have to get going for this Penguin offense. It is 12-7 Monterey Bay. Right wing for the Otters, Bouye. He'll dump it off left side, Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Will kick it back out. Bouye working on Chris Williams. Bouye picks up a screen. Top of the key, left wing Johnson. He'll drive in, left side, baseline, guarded by CJ tightly. CJ straight up, and good defense there by CJ to get Johnson to miss that baseline layup. Penguins have it now straight away. Jordan Williams, Jeremiah Gray, left wing, working on Turner. Play a little pass back with CJ Gray. Jumper, left side, baseline, no good, but he will go to the line as he picked up a foul. That foul on Chris Turner. That's his 1st personal, 5th team foul for the Otters. And Gray looking to make it a 3-point game.
Penguins offense really running through Jeremiah Gray. He's the spark plug to ignite the Penguins offense, of course, but they're going to need other guys to step up. And that's the difference they have this year, is that Jeremiah Gray is their leading scorer. They really need other people to help on the offense. Last year they had Josh Armstrong and Ramirez, the Josh brothers, to really put it in, but this year they're going to have to find those 2 forwards to step it up.
Gray hits his 2nd of 2, and it's 8-12 Monterey Bay. Penguins implementing full court pressure. Both Williams in the backcourt. The Otters kick it back up. Nazarian, 3 ball left wing, and he knocks it down. 15-8 Monterey Bay. Right wing CJ now, top of the key Gray. Chris Williams dumps it off to Jordan Williams, inside to CJ. He gets it hacked away, and Turner comes away with it. His pass to Nazarian. Goes through his hands. Turner able to get it back. Futch with the rebound. Going the other way, the Penguins, they have numbers. Chris Williams driving in left side. Cuts through the paint, and it'll go off of his knee as he got it knocked away. Out of bounds, and it will be Otter ball. Xavier Williams checking back in place of Chris Williams. And Cohen Sapwell checks in for the Otters in place of Bouye. And Brandon, I'm going to let you take over. After Johnson ties his shoe, since that's what it looked like he was doing. Maybe we should give him some Velcro. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
A little Velcro. We'll do the trick.
The inbounds now. Turner trotting up court. Left wing. Gray Thomas on the left side. Swings it to the right. Jay Williams guarded heavily. Inside, Nazarian tries to go on in, but is forced back out by CJ Thomas. Left side dribbling now. Trying to work on the inside was Sipwell, and the three-pointer on the left side by Turner is rattled in and out. Jay Williams now for the Penguins going up the court inside the lane and tries to get it off glass. Rebounded off the miss. Ball's going around now. Swings it to the right side. Jeremiah Gray going inside and tries to dump it off to Jay Williams, but it'll go off the hands of one of the Otters defenders as Chris Turner will check out and Josh Coleman will check on back in. Also, Brian Garrett checking in replacement of Chris Turner.
The big man getting on the board, feed it in.
Down the free throw, perfect. Williams will receive it, turn around. Otters pushing down the court. They have number fast pace back and he blocks it, swatted away. Brian Garrett tried to drive it in. Not a good idea when you're against Christian Futch in the paint.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Brandon. Garrett, 6'4", Futch at 6'8". I'd say three quarters of the time, Futch is going to win that one. He's got a big body and a big wingspan.
Garrett looking, trying to feed it to someone. It is stolen away by Jay Williams. Williams pushing up the court. He has Xavier Williams to his left side. Futch elected with the screen, and they're going to get it to Xavier Williams. Three-pointer left corner misses off iron, and it'll be a push-off. Looks like it'll be off one of the Otters that time.
Yep.
And it is a foul on Marin Nazarian, his first personal, but that will be the seventh team foul. As we will have a media timeout here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, we will hear from one of our basketball players.
This is Christian Futch. You're listening to DU Basketball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio. Beast mode. Go beast
mode. And that was Christian Futch looking like a beast so far in this ball game, I may say. He is the second leading scorer with 5 points and leads the team in rebounds with four. And add on that block by him for us.
Yeah, and it seems like ever since 12 minutes to go in this half, the Penguins have really turned it on. They were down 11-4. It is now a five-point game. It's 18-13. The Penguins in bonus now. They've caused the Otters to commit seven fouls. And I tell you what, they're just, it's a physical game, and so far they haven't gotten it shooting. I mean, the Otters are shooting 40%, Penguins are shooting 26% from the floor. So I tell you what, if the Penguins are going to keep themselves in this game so far, it looks like it's going to have to be physically.
And I don't know if the power surge was to do with it, but this kind of reminds me of Super Bowl 50. Power went out, second half, team changes. Penguins taking that to their advantage as CJ Thomas will toe the line here, has his right foot slightly in front of his left as he will be ready for the free throw on the one and one, and it rims off back iron, but it is touched out of bounds by Brian Garrett. Possession will go back to the Penguins. Penguins shooting 76% from the free throw line this year in comparison to the 60% of Monterey Bay Sea Otters as they will get it into Jeremiah Gray. Short corner right side. He works it up to the free throw line. He's looking for someone to give it. That will be Jay Williams up top, guarded by Coleman. He's surveying Xavier Williams, cutting to his left side. Working inside, CJ Thomas loses it. Recovered by Jeremiah Gray. He's going to pull up from the right side. It'll go in and out. Ball trickling. And finally, a Otter will be able to rebound it, and that's Bouye. Bouye working up right side. The three-pointer is in and out by Nazarian right corner. right wing as Jay Williams has it for the Penguins. Xavier Williams left side. Back out in front. Rookie CJ Thomas, the spin move inside, and he is clobbered as he goes with the spin move going up. That'll be a foul, and he will get another chance at the free throw line.
I tell you what, Brandon, that Otter defense inside the paint was suffocating for the first 10 minutes of this game, and so far since then, 8 fouls. I mean, Penguins really getting physical in the paint and causing the Otters to commit fouls. They're now making spark passes as opposed to just trying to force it inside like they were earlier, and they're causing the Otters to commit fouls, and I'll tell you what, that's how they're going to stay in this game.
And the first free throw was good by CJ Thomas, and checking back in for the Penguins is Chris Williams II. We will refer to him as CW2. Working up court now, Johnson for the Otters, gets it into Garrett, who has to swing it immediately. Tight defense by the Penguins, inside by Thomas and Jeremiah Gray. The up and over move will go off glass, but there will be a foul as he draws it inside. Was Bouye, but it'll be an offensive foul. A push off the back of one of the Penguins by Jehovan Johnson. His second personal and the 9th team foul. So 1-1 opportunities for the Penguins. One away from the double bonus, as checking in is Pulaski for the Otters.
Yeah, Penguins got into bonus early, Brandon. They got into bonus with about 8 minutes left in the half. And that means that every time after that, they're going to at least shoot one free throw. Like you said, one more double bonus, then they'll shoot two, guaranteed. And there's still almost 7 minutes left to go in this half. And getting inside and being physical is going to be how it's going to go in the rest of this first half, because they're shooting 23% from the field.
And the free throw by Thomas is off back iron. Again, misses it. Jeremiah Gray really pressuring on Bouye. He'll be able to get it past the timeline and working up from up top. Coleman, right side. Jay Williams behind him, trying to post him up. The inside swinging, cutting there, and it'll be an offensive foul, setting the charge there was CJ Thomas.
And that is a big man landing on CJ Thomas. Greg Pulaski is 6'11, 215, landing on CJ. CJ did cause Pulaski to pick up the foul, though. Now the Penguins will shoot two. And CJ, tell you what, that is a courageous play just to step right in front of the 6'11, 215 Pulaski.
Jay Williams now, right side, working. Alexa to Jeremiah Gray. The jumper is good. Knock that one down. We are tied up 18 here with 6 minutes left in the first half. Coleman now tries to answer back. Three-pointer.
I tell you what, Brandon, he hit that from about 26 feet. And when I say 26 feet, I'm not saying it was just a long three. I think he hit it from about 26 feet.
Yeah, showing that Steph Curry range, as I may say. He's shooting at 40% coming into this ballgame, and he's definitely increasing that three-point percentage up.
My goodness. He hit that from the 10-foot line on the volleyball court.
21-18 here. Jay Williams picks up his dribble, guarded on by Garrett. Right wing, a little stutter step move by CJ Thomas. The three-pointer step back by Jeremiah Gray, and he answers back 21 apiece yet again.
Tell you what, from those two three balls from Jeremiah Gray, I'll tell you, he's locked in tonight.
Three-pointer left corner wide open was Turner, and he airballed it. Jeremiah Gray, left wing, tries to put it in, but it'll go off iron. Garrett working. He's going to go up and over Jeremiah Gray, and on the rebound there, missed by Turner. Penguins pushing it now, CW2 to Jay Williams. Jay Williams, the spin move, driving on inside, loses it, able to recover, and he'll put it up off glass, 23-21. Penguins take the lead for the first time tonight. Coleman, the three-pointer. Oh, and it gets off front iron, and it's going to be a foul on Sea Otters number 12. That is Joe Covarrubias. That's his first personal foul.
And I'm going to tell you something here, Brandon. The last two defensive possessions for the Penguins, it's been Jeremiah Gray hustling his butt off. You can see Coach Booker T. Harris and Coach Scott Waterman yelling at their guys to get back, to play some defense. And Jeremiah Gray was flying out on that right wing to try and block that shot, and he landed a little awkwardly, came up a little gingerly. And you know what that exactly reminded me of was that Kevin Ware play from Louisville. That's what it reminded me of. Obviously, Jeremiah Gray does not have a broken leg, but that kind of play is what's dangerous.
Very dangerous, as Christian Futch at the line, checking in for the Penguins, Lodeholt and Xavier Williams. It is second free throw is off front iron and rebounded by Bouye. Bouye and Williams swinging left side. Dribbling to his right is Coleman. Coleman back on in to Covarrubias. Sapwell now working on Futch. He has the matchup. Alexa, give it out to Garrett. Garrett, the pull-up jumper off back iron. Tip as Futch will rebound it. Lodeholt has numbers now. Lodeholt, the layup on the right side. Miss. He gets it back, though. Puts it up. Missed yet again. The tip by Futch. No good. Back out to Xavier Williams, and he's on the line. Excuse me, that is Christopher Williams, as Romeo Mays will check back into this game for Futch.
It's a sporadic offensive set there, Brandon. The Penguins had numbers. Lodeholt looking for an extra pass, tries to do it himself. That extra pass, we talk about it so much, can be the difference.
Nearing now, Sapwell tries to dump it onto the inside, but is stolen and poked away. Penguins now working up the court. Jay Williams, a nice, nifty crossover move, tries to get it up off iron. It'll be tipped on out. Ball is still loose and rebounded by Jay Williams, but he took too many steps there, traveling, and it'll go to the Otters. But he was knocked in the face. No foul called.
He's holding that right eye. And he was knocked in the face either on the initial shot or after he got the rebound around four Otters. Jordan Williams was able to get it, and he was just being hounded on, and they called a travel, and you could hear the Penguin bench screaming, no way.
Bouye, the three-pointer, up and over. Romeo Mays, Otters now, extend their lead. Jay Williams working to the left side. Mays tries to dump it inside to Lodeholt. Defensive pressure there forces him back out to the wing. The three-pointer by Chris Williams, the second is off the mark. Bouye with the rebound. Bouye working center. He has a wide open three-point shot, and it is airballed by Nazarian. There's Coleman, three-pointer up top. Missed. Rebounded by Jay Williams. Williams working it up for the Penguins, setting up the offense. Handoff left side to Xavier Williams. Lodeholt now. Left wing, Jay Williams. 10 on the shot clock now. Inside is Mays. Back out to Lodeholt. Left corner. Off the mark. It'll be rebounded by Sapwell. Sapwell working left side. About 10 feet. Alexa, give it to Coleman. Doesn't want to take the first three, but he'll take the second one. It'll rim in and out. Coleman really jacking up these three-pointers, but has missed his last three attempts. Jay Williams for the Penguins is guarded by Nazarian. 2:30 left here in the first half, 24-23. Otters lead it by one. Jay Williams, the jab step, nice, able to get his defender off his feet and sticks it off glass, nearing the paint, 25-24. Nice move by Jay Williams. Bouye tries to answer back off glass. It'll be a blocking foul on Xavier Williams for the Penguins. But before we come back for those free throws, we will have a media timeout here as we will hear from yet another one of our basketball players.
Hi, this is forward Romeo Mays, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
And that was Romeo Mays so far in this ballgame. Two rebounds, but he does have two personal fouls. So Forest Penguins have come back and taken the one-point lead, 25-24.
Yeah, ever since about the 11 or 12-minute mark, the Penguins have really turned it on. They caused the Otters to commit some fouls. They've gone to the line. They're shooting 44% from the line, which is not good. whatsoever. The Otters shooting 75%, but the Penguins are getting the line. They have 9 free throw attempts to the Otters 4. So getting to the line, even though they're shooting a lower percentage, getting to the line might be the difference. If they can keep getting the line, and it's going to be a close game like this in the second half, more free throw attempts, regardless of what the percentage is, could be the difference in the game.
Yeah, and the key that we said, rebounding, Penguins out-rebounding the Otters by 7, 25-18, taking this lead by 1.
Especially on the offensive side, Brandon. Penguins 9 of their 25 on the offensive side. The Otters 3 of their 18 on the offensive side.
Penguins will put in Jordan Williams, Romeo Mays, Marcus Lodeholt, CW2, and Xavier Williams. For the Otters, Bouye, Covarrubias, Nazarian, Coleman, and Sapwell on the court. 25-25 here as the first free throw is knocked in by Bouye. Bouye's second free throw is in and good. Penguins now, Jay Williams running the offense. Crosses the timeline as he'll get some great movement here on the inside. Working left side, Chris Williams, the second off glass there. No good. Wants the screen is Bouye, and he will not get it, but elected to the right side now. Sapwell working on CW2. We're going to get another push off here. A foul on Joe Covarrubias. That will be Covarrubias' first foul. Jay Williams nearing inside. CW2, right side, up top to Jeremiah Gray. Great ball movement by the Penguins so far. Inside, CJ Thomas tries to post him up. Spin move is double team. Sticks it off glass and on in. CJ Thomas adding it on in for the Penguins, 27-26. Nazarian had it. Left wing corner. Three-pointer is good by Sapwell. Up top. Penguins now trying to respond back quickly. Jay Williams with a spin move. But, ooh, nice defense there. Setting his feet was Covarrubias. Jay Williams. Right side. And a cutting Jeremiah Gray. No one was there. Tucked the V cut. Tied up 29-29 with 50 seconds left in the first half. Bouye working a crossover dribble. Nazarian, the handoff to Sapwell. Sapwell from his right side wants to go up top. He's working on Xavier Williams and CJ Thomas on the switch. Tries a spin move but loses it. Rebounded by CW2. He has numbers. CJ Thomas now up and over. Tries to dodge the charge with a Euro step. But we have 27 seconds here, and Bouye will settle it for the last shot of the first half. 29-29. Otters will take the final shot of the first half. Jay Williams, CJ Thomas, the screener and the setter. Covarrubias, will he elect to take the screen? 8 seconds. We'll give it back to Coleman. Coleman back on to Williams. Left corner deep. Sapwell is airballed. CW the second has to put it up. And it'll be off the mark. So that'll do the first half here. Penguins trailed by a decent margin early in this ball game, but the Penguins have been able to tie it on back up 29-29. The largest lead for the Otters was 9 points.
And it was a 9-point lead for Monterey Bay, as you mentioned. We go into the half tied. Early on, it was 11-4 at one point, and the largest lead for the Otters, as you said, was 9. Penguins' largest lead was 2, all right? And the Monterey Bay, they led by almost 15 minutes of that first half. Almost 15 minutes, the Penguins had to come all the way back, and they did. They tied at half. This is exactly what I saw their last game that I was at, which was at Sonoma State on that road trip. They were tied 33 at half, came back in the second half, dominated the second half. Sonoma State only led that game once late, and the Penguins were able to put it away. We talked about it at the top of the show, Brandon, being able to finish games. The Penguins have not been able to finish games. They've been able to stay in games, as we saw tonight. They were down by 9 at one point. They're staying in it. We're tied at half. Can they finish it? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, and something that they need to step up on is the three-point shooting. They can't leave Sapwell or Coleman wide open. They've been fortunate. They've only been combined for 3 for 9 from three-point arc, and Coleman's, all of his shots have been from three-point range. So Penguins have been able to stop Coleman so far, 2 for 7, but look out for them to step up to the perimeter and really close out on their three-point shooters.
At the half, leading scorers, Bouye leads the Otters with 10. He is 2 for 2 from downtown and 3 for 5 from the field. Leading scorer for both sides is going to be Jeremiah Grace, 5 for 8 from the floor, 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. And the Penguins not shooting so great at the free throw line, Brandon, but as we said, they're shooting more free throws than the Otters, which could come down to the end.
Yeah, and their key player, Mateo Jones, only has 2 points and hasn't really played that much of significant minutes. I'm surprised to see that. Maybe he'll step it up in the second half and the Penguins will have another threat to stop here. But yes, as you mentioned, Forrest, great comeback by the Penguins, 29 apiece here. 29-29, and we will be back here on Penguin Radio in about 13 minutes. That's my worst, this verse dedicated to the day. If you could only save me, I'm drowning in the waters of my soul.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with assistant coach Scott Waterman. Scott, 29-21, similar to what we saw against Sonoma State up in Rohnert Park, and you guys were able to close out that game. It seems to be a theme. Closing out games, it's been kind of a struggle. How do you prepare to do that here in the second half?
Yeah, well, I would say our effort in the first half was not tremendous, so we have a lot to grow on from that half. We got to take care of the ball. We had 10 turnovers, rushed some shots, didn't get good ball movement, so that was the emphasis at halftime. And if we play the basketball that we've shown that we can, we'll be fine in the second half. Continue to defend solidly.
You guys caused the Otters to commit a ton of fouls there in the first half, getting to the line. The free throw percentage isn't that good, but do you see free throws being a key here in the second half?
Yeah, if we continue to get to the line, that shows we're being aggressive, we should be in good shape. So all right. I think that we'll be fine on that end.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
No problem. Thanks, Forrest.
We are back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, for the second half between this non-conference matchup between the CSU Monterey Bay Otters and the Dominican University of California Penguins. All knotted up here, 29-29, early in the first half. The second half is just about to start here within 20 seconds. Leading scorers for the Penguins is Jeremiah Gray with 14 points, CJ Thomas with 6. On the side of the Otters, Jonqui Bouye with 10 points, as Josh Coleman with 6 points, knocking down 2 3-pointers.
Yeah, and Brandon, as we heard Coach Waterman say, getting to the line, being physical and not rushing shots, making that extra pass, getting the shot that they want, and really shooting better here in the second half. The end of the first half, shooting 32%, though the Otters did shoot 31%. It wasn't as lopsided at the end of the first half as it was early on there. And as Coach said, getting to the line, being aggressive, and taking our shots is going to be the key for the Penguins to win this game here in the second half.
As inbounding it for the Penguins and receiving it was B.J. Williams, passing the timeline. Handoff. Inside to Futch. Futch working the hook shot on over, trickles in and out, but immediately rebounded and pumped in and out yet again twice. That was for Chris Williams the second.
So many opportunities right there, Brandon. He's just frustrated seeing those slip away. He had 2 opportunities for a putback.
Left side 3-pointer by Sapwell, rolls and rattles in and out, rebounded by Jeremiah Gray working the right side. Chris Williams the second, handoff left side to Jay Williams, back up. CJ Thomas inside, there's going to be a foul. a push off on Jovan Johnson. That'll be his third personal and the first team foul of this half. Less than a minute, and we already have a team foul on the other side. Jay Williams, the inbound is tipped, and that was tipped by Sapwell off the hands of one of the defenders for the Penguins, but it'll go back to the Otters. Checking back in for the Otters will be Pulaski in replacement of Jovan Johnson. Working up and dribbling is Bouye, passing the timeline. The handoff to Mateo Jones, their leading scorer, only has 2 points on the night. Working to the right side, dribbling right side, lowering his shoulder off of Jeremiah Gray. Nice 1-2 pass on the inside between Pulaski and Johnson, and Sapwell. That'll be a point, 31-29. Sea Otters lead by 2. Jay Williams for the Penguins. Nice ball movement on the inside. CJ Thomas not electing to hand it off to Jeremiah Gray. He's going to pop on up. He's going to get past his defender, hip to hip. The three-pointer right side is good and in by Chris Williams the second. CW2 right side drains it.
And his first attempt from beyond the arc of the night, Brent, he nails it.
Mateo Jones on the handoff to Coleman. Nice bounce pass to the inside to Pulaski. Nice bounce pass as he falls, and now we have an open Coleman from up top. Misses off front iron, rebounded by Jeremiah Gray. Crossover move, dribble out to Jay Williams, and he's going to drive the length of the court. It'll roll off iron, the front tip there. Sprewell onto the inside. That'll go in to Pulaski, cutting in the middle. No one was guarding him. 33-32.
And the Penguins' biggest problem right now, Brandon's getting back on defense. They need to hustle back.
CJ Thomas tries to get it in to Futch, but gets it to Chris Williams the second. Back up top to Jeremiah Gray. CW2, left corner, three-pointer. No good from up top. Pushing is Sapwell. Gets it to the inside to Coleman. Back out to Sapwell. Jones, the swing. Lowering the shoulder, Bouye. Inside the paint, Coleman right corner deep, off the mark yet again by Coleman. CW2 working, has CJ Thomas near him, elects to go over Sapwell instead. Off the rebound, Jeremiah Gray's shot, left corner tracks in and out, and rebounded by Bouye. Bouye looking at the clock now, 20 seconds, 16:55 here early in this second half. Coleman will swing it to the right side. Jay Williams on Mateo Jones. CJ Thomas working on Sapwell. He'll drive past there, lowering his shoulder. The reverse layup off glass. Jay Williams setting up the offense now for the Penguins. Working nifty crossover move to the right corner, right wing. Left side now. Gray. Getting the screen by CJ Thomas. He'll deny it, but he'll go left side past his defender, Jones. Left-handed layup is good. 34-35. Penguins trail by 1. The handoff to Coleman. Williams working, hand harassing him. Great defense there, setting his feet. CW2 and Jay Williams. Futch inside, hands up, working there. And the jump there. Futch will poke it away and recovered by Jay Williams. Williams looking up. He'll take the pull-up jumper, and that one's good from 15, 36, 35. Penguins take the lead. Bouye, right wing, wants the screen from Pulaski. He'll get it, and he'll dump it on in to Pulaski. He'll swing it out to Sapwell. Ball fake, right side, three-pointer. He'll take it up and in by Sapwell. 38-36. Otters lead Jeremiah Gray past the timeline. CW2 from up top. Left side handoff, Jay Williams. Sapwell puts his hands up. Didn't want to commit the foul as Jay Williams will go and spin jumper. 38 apiece. We are tied up yet again. Bouye crossover move between his legs. Sapwell the three-pointer from up top. And he's having a great second half. Second three-pointer in Sapwell on back-to-back possessions.
And you cannot leave Sapwell open. We saw him hit it in the first half from about 26 feet out. He just hit another one from that far.
Fudge, a nice bounce pass, but it's just too much English. It'll go out of bounds, and the Otters will retake possession here, 41-38, as we will have a media timeout. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and on 102.3 FM. We will be back in 10 seconds and hear from one of our basketball players.
This is Xavier Williams. You're listening to DU Basketball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
And that was Xavier Williams here early in the second half. Otters lead by 3, 14-45 left. But Forrest, back-to-back scoring opportunities for the Otters, and the three-pointer is working for Sapwell. Coleman jacking up all the three-pointers, the leading three-point shooter on the team, not really having a good shooting night, but Sapwell now leads the team in scoring.
Yeah, he's hit threes on back-to-back possessions, and the Penguin offense has really been sputtering. As Coach Waterman said, they need to hit their shots, hit the open shot, maybe an extra pass here or there. They don't seem to be doing that here in the second half. Being physical, yes, check that box off. They are being physical, but shooting their own shots, you have yet to see it here in the second half.
Mateo Jones, the team's leading scorer, will dribble it up. He only has 2 points on the night. Garrett, right, left side to Sapwell, likes to give it to Jones. The three-pointer by Nazarian, doesn't want to take it, steps up inside instead, short corner, and he misses it off the right side. Jeremiah Gray pushing it up for the Penguins now. He has numbers, and he wanted to dump it off to Lodeholt, but it'll be stepped out of bounds on the save attempt by Lodeholt. It'll go to the Otters. And checking back in for Monterey Bay Otters will be Javon Johnson checking back in replace of Cohen Sapwell. So Penguins have a sigh of relief there. Sapwell is out for a couple minutes in this ball game. Dribbling up court now, Johnson to Garrett. Lowers the shoulder pass, Lodeholt. From up top, Jones wants to give it back to Garrett from the same side he received it on. Swinging really up top. Penguins have great perimeter defense. Can't really drive to the inside are the Otters. And that's Mateo Jones' second shot of the game. It'll go off iron, but it'll be saved on in by Covarrubias. A foul on the side of the Penguins. That'll be charged to Xavier Williams. That's his second personal, but the first team foul only here in the second half. Inbounding it will be Johnson. He's looking for somebody. He gets it into Nazarian. Right side swinging. Ball movement and action here. Fudge up top. A mismatch against Johnson. Johnson will elect to get it, but Fudge sets his ground, really using that height. Jeremiah Gray on Covarrubias. Mateo Jones on Gray. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Has to put it on up, and that'll be his second field goal of the game. The first three-pointer by Mateo Jones. That'll give him 5 points on the night, and the Otters extend the lead to 6. Xavier Williams gives it to Lodeholt. Lodeholt, a spin move attempt, but he will be. The ball will go on out as it will trickle off and poked away by Brian. Layup will go in and out. Up top, in. And he tracked 40 here. 12:20 left to play. Johnson on to Garrett. Garrett really defending his dribble, but it'll be poked away by Williams as he tried to get on in. That's Xavier Williams. Now to Jay Williams. Pull-up jumper, and that's in. That's been money tonight for Jay Williams, really, from 15 feet.
Yeah, Jordan Williams' pull-up jumper from inside the arc has really been on tonight.
Nice, beautiful in-and-out dribble on the Hezzy by Mateo Jones, working it on Romeo Mays. He'll get by and trickle it on off glass on the right side. Jay Williams for the Penguins will take the three-pointer. It'll trickle off the front iron and roll on in. Jay Williams is hot. He has the shooters roll in. 45-48, Penguins trail by 3. Jean-Cui Bouye up top. Xavier Williams working and guarding Johnson. Garrett, Jay Williams, dumps it on in to Pulaski. A bad pass, and he will just let that go to the backcourt. That will be a backcourt violation. Penguins will take it again. We will have another media timeout here. 48-45, Penguins battling only, trailing by 3. We will be back here in 10 seconds as we will hear from one of the Penguin players.
Hi, this is Scott Waterman, assistant basketball coach at Dominican University, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
And that was Coach Scott Waterman. Got him on here before the second half started. And as Forrest mentioned, they wanted the Penguins shooting to be consistent. And so far, a player that's consistent shooting here in the second half is Jordan Williams, 6-for-10. And he's showing that stroke that I've mentioned. I think he has the most beautiful stroke on the team. You can argue on that with Jeremiah Gray, but Jordan Williams really showing he can shoot it.
Yeah, he's shooting 60% tonight, Brandon. And you mentioned he might have the sweetest shot on this team, and I'd have to agree with you. You know, he might not be the greatest shooter. I think Jeremiah Gray has established himself as the best shooter on the team, but with the most pure shot, Jordan Williams getting it done. He gets that nice shooter's roll, as we saw on that three-point ball off the front of the rim. He gets it to bounce in, and I think he's going to be a huge factor here in the second half. Haven't seen much of Gray here in half number two.
As Jay Williams will inbound it for the Penguins, gets it in to CW2 up top. Working to the left side is Romeo Mays into CJ Thomas. Back out to CW2, Xavier Williams to Jordan Williams. The handoff on the right side. Williams elects to go on back out. Jordan Williams denies the screen, goes right side. A beautiful crossover move, and he'll pull it up over his defender. That was Bouye, and he is on fire. Jordan Williams having a night, 47-48. Penguins only trail by one. Great defense here, putting on the clamps on the right side. CW2 and Xavier Williams. An open three-pointer right side. That's his hot spot tonight. Mateo Jones having a great second half. 51-47. He'll answer it on back. Jay Williams setting the offense yet again. He wants the screen from CJ Thomas. He'll get it. The pop back out to him. Right side now. Xavier Williams from up top gets his defender to move on the little jab step. Working onto the inside. A nice dump off by CW2 to CJ Thomas, but he just couldn't handle it. Jones now tries to rise up over CJ Thomas, and it'll go off back iron, and he tried to throw that down. That could have brought the house down there for us, but luckily he misses, but he'll take one shot at the line for this 1-1.
And CJ flew by him, Brandon, and flew by him just in time. He did pick up the foul, but like you said, that would have brought the house down, and that's not what CJ would want or the rest of the Penguins would want. CJ just getting in there, causing a little bit of contact, and causing Jones to miss that dunk, and boy, did he hang in the air or what?
Yeah, Mateo Jones having a great second half. He only had 2 points in the first, now has 10 as his first free throw will go on in and counted, 52-47. Futch will check in replacement of CJ Thomas. The second free throw attempt by Jones will go in, and taking place of play-by-play duties, I'll hand it off to Forrest Hunt.
Thank you, Brandon. 53-47, Penguins trail. Right wing, Xavier Williams. Penguins looking to swing it around. Left wing, Jordan Williams. Ball in the air, looking to pick up a screen from Futch. Instead, he'll go top of the key straight away. Chris Williams driving in left side. He'll hand it back off to Jay Williams. 12 to shoot. Right wing, Mays 11. Jordan Williams, right wing, 9. Jab step, he'll drive in. Free throw line, 6. Pass back to Futch, but he took too many steps. Jordan Williams with the travel. He's getting pushed around tonight, Brandon, and he's not getting any whistles.
Yeah, really shaking that right hand of his now, and he's still shaking it. He's not feeling too well, but every time he gets into the paint, he's been a threat, and that's something that the Penguins didn't have last year. Tawatari, more of an inside driver, didn't really have that shot, but Penguins fortunate to have Jay Williams' shot ability this year.
It looks like Gray might check back in for him, but instead Jones will dribble up court. He'll hand it off to Sapwell. Otters will move it over right side. Coleman straight away. Three ball on the way from Coleman. Rattles through. 56-47. The Otters tie their largest lead of the night. Just like that, on the other end, the Penguins answer. Jordan Williams to Christian Futch up off the window. And it's 56-49. Penguins not letting the Otters get to that double-digit lead tonight. The largest for Monterey Bay has been 9. Left wing, Johnson will hand it off to Coleman. Thought about a 3. He'll dribble straight away. Johnson will drive in left side. Futch on him. He'll kick it out right corner. Three ball by Jones. No good. Rebound, Jordan Williams. Full court pressure now by Mateo Jones. Jay Williams spins around him. Xavier Williams now right wing. Dancing around his man. He'll dump it off baseline. Futch from 12 feet out. He'll knock it down. Mid-range jumper from Futch, and we see that so often. Futch is good from mid-range, Brandon. Might not be that big man that shoots threes, but he's almost automatic from mid-range. Driving baseline is Javon Johnson. He will get fouled. He'll go to the line. That foul will be on Christian Futch. That's his second personal, third team foul. The Penguins, Brandon, are being aggressive, but at this point in the first half, where they were already in bonus due to the Otters having seven fouls. And so far, one team foul for the Otters here in the second half.
Yeah, things turning around here. Penguins have three team fouls, but they're doing a great job of hanging on in. That was only Fudge's second team foul, and that's key because he has 9 points and leading the teams in rebound as well. Might have another double-double before this night ends.
He may, as Jeremiah Gray and CJ check back in place of Xavier Williams. As the first one goes down from Johnson, he'll toe the line to shoot his second as he gets the ball from the official. He'll go around the back. He dribbles twice, bend to the knees, second shot on the way, and it's through. 58-51, 8:37 overhead. Chris Williams along the far sideline, bringing it up for the Penguins. Bounce pass to CJ left wing. Jeremiah Gray, top of the key, moving the ball around well. Penguins dump it inside to Futch, right block. Futch inside, handoff to CJ, up off the window, and count it. CJ Thomas will go to the line, count the bucket. 58-53.
You gotta love that nice pass to the inside. Penguins really working that so far in the second half. The bench loves it. Penguins bench is hype as CJ Thomas with another opportunity.
Covarrubias checks in for the Otters in place of Pulaski. CJ with the and one free throw. He'll toe the line. Shot up. Rattles around. No good. Rebound by Bouye. He's guarded in the backcourt by Chris Williams. He'll hand it off. Johnson bringing it across the timeline. He'll drift to the right. He'll hand it off to Coleman. Bounce pass back to Johnson. Driving baseline. Tries to go around Futch. Inside to Covarrubias, who walks with it. A turnover for the Otters. It's a two-possession game. Xavier Williams checks in place of Romeo Mays.
Something the Penguins need to do is not to jump on that first shot attempt. The Otters are really taking advantage of that on the shot fake. They need to stand their ground on the initial pump.
Xavier Williams bringing it up. He'll get it to Chris Williams. Back to Xavier, top of the key straight away. High free throw, CJ. Chris Williams driving in, up around his man, off the glass. Futch with the board, put back, no good. Rebound, Bouye. Going down the far sideline for the Otters. Bouye with Williams in his face. Williams, Xavier, that is. Left wing, Pullman. Bouye driving in right side. Cross court pass. Sapwell left wing. Three ball knocks it down. Sapwell almost automatic tonight in the second half from beyond the three-point
range. Sapwell's fourth three-pointer of the game. He has 16.
Chris Williams driving straight down the lane, left side, bounce pass, CJ, low block. CJ on his man, up off the glass, and it rattles home. CJ gets the layup to go from the left block. It's 61-55, Monterey Bay. Far sideline, long three by Sapwell from 25 plus out. Sapwell knocks it down, and I'll tell you what, the freshman from Adelaide, Australia, has one of the smoothest three-point shots I've seen here in the Conlin Center ever, Brandon, ever. Jeremiah Gray gets it knocked away by Sapwell, who comes up with it. Sapwell and CJ. It is called a jump ball. It'll be a jump ball, a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, 64-55 Monterey Bay, 640 overhead. We'll be right back.
This is guard Marcus Lodholt from Dominican Basketball. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
That was Marcus Lodholt. We're Forrest Hunt and Brandon Cadiz on the call for you tonight at the Conlin Center. Well, it's been a back-and-forth game. The largest lead for the Otters has been 9. It's at 9 right now.
Yeah, whenever the Penguins close that margin to within a couple of points, a three-pointer goes in the favor of the Otters, and that's either coming from Coleman or Sapwell. Other multiple players they've had knocking down the three is Mateo Jones, their team's leading scorer, Bouye as well. So this team can really shoot it out. We mentioned before, Penguins can really shoot it as well. But the Otters are taking that crown tonight on the three-point ball, 44% to the Penguins, 36.
Tell you what, Brandon, I think the Penguins need to get to the line a little more here in the remaining 6.5 minutes. I mean, the Otters are 9-for-10 from the line. Penguins, 4-for-10. So we are now even free throw attempts. Bouye handles it for the Otters. Fresh shot clock, left wing. Garrett picks up a screen from Covarrubias. He'll drive in baseline left side. Kick out right wing. Three ball from Sapwell. Oh, and he missed it.
That was his heat check shot.
Yeah, well, he is human, everybody. Cohen Sapwell is human from beyond three-point range. Jordan Williams, long two off front iron. No good as he's knocked to the ground again. No whistles. Oh, and a beautiful behind-the-back move by Jones. Garrett left wing, back to Jones. Right wing now, Bouye, 20 on the shot clock. Otters now moving the ball around. Left wing, Garrett picks up a screen. He's on Futch. Bit of a mismatch. Futch on Garrett. Garrett drives inside. Free throw line. Sapwell right wing. No good once again. That's two in a row missed by Sapwell. Has he cooled off a little bit here in the ice box? Jeremiah Gray, right corner, left corner. Top of the key is Chris Williams. He'll drift to his right. Jordan Williams, right wing. Down inside to Futch. Baseline working on Covarrubias. It's up off the glass. No good. Futch with his own board. Up off the glass again. And he gets it to fall. Christian Futch needs to get it to go on the first try, Brandon. First try. Far sideline, Bouye working on Jay Williams. Picks up a screen. Bouye and Williams. Top of the key, Jones. Otters swinging around. Left side, Sapwell. Right wing, Bouye driving inside. Bouye rejected by Futch. Huge block by Christian Futch. He's a freshman. Jeremiah Gray, right wing, drives inside. Jordan Williams straight away, three ball, and he knocks it down. Jordan Williams. The assist by Jeremiah Gray, and he'll knock it down. It's a four-point game with exactly 5 minutes overhead. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And boy, what a big three ball that was by Jordan Williams.
Yeah, Jordan Williams having himself a night. But I just want to talk about that sequence by Christian Futch. He missed the initial first shot, able to grab his second shot and put it on in. That will give him a double-double on the night. But he works both ends, and he ran full court and got that block on the other end. Ran on back. He was open. Jeremiah Gray didn't see him initially, but they got it to Jay Williams, and the Penguins looking good now. I mean, the freshmen have just stepped up in this game, and with this team being so young, they have up-and-coming stars, and this team can really be good for us.
Yeah, Futch running the floor, as you mentioned, ran all 94 feet, had a block on one end, came back on the other end. I mean, tell you what, as you mentioned, the freshmen, they have a good core here at Dominican University of California. It's a four-point game, everybody. 64-60 as Jones brings it up the floor for the Otters. Johnson right side looking to get the play from Coach Isaac Williams in his first season. Johnson drifts straight away, working on CJ. He'll pick up a screen. He'll trot over to the left wing, backing down Jordan Williams. Johnson on Williams. Johnson into the paint. Kick out. Sapwell, three ball, but no shot. And Sapwell went out of bounds, cutting along the baseline, and was the first one to touch it. That'll be a turnover. It's still a two-possession game, 64-60. Jordan Williams brings it up. He'll drift to the right wing. Sapwell on him. Right corner, Chris Williams. Inside, CJ, right block. Spin move. Baseline, and he will be fouled. CJ will go to the line. That foul on Johnson. That's his fourth personal, third team foul. And everybody was gathered up like it was going to be an inbound pass there. Confused me a bit. No, CJ will shoot two. And CJ from the night, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Penguins looking up that free throw percentage, and he knocks the first one down.
And let's talk about that beautiful move he had. He had a little the dream shake there. Went one way with his left, turned around to his right, and really tricked the defender there. Him and Futch are really special on those turnarounds.
CJ comes away from the line with a pair, 64-62. Along the far sideline, Johnson. Back to Coleman, top of the key, Jones. Left wing, Sapwell, looking for a three, no. Johnson will hand it off to Coleman. Jones steps up. He'll drive in past Christian Williams. Pass inside to Pulaski. Goes up, gets his own rebound, and puts it back. It's 66-62, Monterey Bay.
Penguins should attack Pulaski. He has 4 personal fouls on the night.
The 6-foot Evan Pulaski could foul out with one more. CW2, right corner, Jeremiah Gray, 3-ball, rims in and out. That rebound off the hands of Pulaski, out of bounds, and we have a media timeout with 3:40 overhead, 66-62. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Hi, this is guard Reverend Madulcor, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
That was Reverend Madulcor, who, by the way, was injured in their last game. He has a boot on that left foot. So, Rev, that is the reason he is not in the ballgame tonight. Penguins trail by 4, 66-62. It's been Jeremiah Gray. It's been Jordan Williams. It's been Christian Futch running the floor. Who's it going to be to get the Penguins to close this one out?
Man, it's been a great offensive showcase. If they guard heavily on Jeremiah Gray, I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Williams takes it on over. He's had a great shooting night. 7 for 11, and also rebounding well with 5 rebounds.
Well, it's going to be one of them, Brandon. And we're excited to see the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Penguins inbounding underneath the outer hoop. Inbound to Jeremiah Gray. Pump fake drives inside up off the glass, and he gets it to go. Jeremiah Gray up off the glass from the right side. It's a 2-point game here at the Conlin Center.
Another one of these nail biters we have on the air.
Johnson drives in right side. Futch there, and he'll pick up the foul. Count the bucket for Johnson. He will go to the line, looking to complete the 3-point play.
And not much contact. Futch jumped straight up, but just leaned into the right a little bit. Unfortunate there, as he'll pick up another foul.
That's his third, fourth team foul for the Penguins. Johnson toes the line. His and one free throw up off the front of the rim, and he'll get it to fall, 69-64. Jordan Williams running the point for the Penguins. He'll bring it up right in front of the Penguin bench, top of the key. Futch hands off to Williams again. He'll drive in left side, kick out Chris Williams. Top of the key, hand off to Jeremiah Gray. Bouye on him, 13 to shoot. Gray, high left wing, 10 to shoot. Picks up a screen from Futch, 9 to shoot. Loses the ball, it's stolen away by Pulaski. For the Penguins, come across the table, well, and he knocks it down. At 4-64, you're listening to Ends on the radio, home of the
Hi, this is forward Romeo Mays, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
Well, coming out of that timeout, the Penguins need to get something going. They turn the ball over offensively on defense, committing fouls, letting the Otters get inside, not getting back, it seems, on the defensive side.
Yeah, the past 2-3 possessions, turning it over. CJ Thomas trips up. Jeremiah Gray bounces off the shoulder of Futch to commit the turnover. They need to get things going here.
Gray inbounds it to Jordan Williams, just right in front of us here in our broadcast booth. Jordan Williams right wing. Inside to Futch, right block. Futch hands it back off to Jordan Williams. Floater up off the glass, no good. Still up in the air, and it's tipped by Pulaski. Jones by himself gets it off to Bouye. Bouye, a little reverse layup. No good. He'll kick it out. Sapwell, three ball, right wing. No good. And CJ with the rebound. Jordan Williams bringing it up far sideline. Williams on Bouye. Williams drives in. Williams loses his footing. Mid-range jumper, no good. Fudge gets a hand on it. Williams back, top of the key. Jeremiah Gray. 130 overhead. And we have a officials timeout as they're going to mop up a little bit of sweat there in the paint as Jordan Williams hit the deck. Penguins trail by 10 with 127 left to go here in the game. Here the Penguin bench saying the game is not over. And 10 points, they can do it.
Yeah.
A couple of defensive stops, a couple of three balls from Jeremiah. And he's shaking his head. He definitely agrees with me.
If you haven't heard, Tracy McGrady scored 8 points. 5 seconds. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible, says who?
Kevin Garnett.
There you go. Anything is possible. And we have a timeout now taken by Cal State Monterey Bay. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, this is guard Jeremiah Gray, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. It may not
mean nothing to y'all. Yeah, that was a little funny, Brandon. Jeremiah Gray was sitting right here in front of us, and we were talking about what the Penguins need to do with a minute 27 left. I said, they'll get a couple of defensive stops, and he turned around and looked at me and shook his head. Yeah. And then I said, you know, a couple balls, three balls by Jeremiah Gray. And look at back into me. He turned around and said, that's what I'm talking about. So Jeremiah Gray and us here in the broadcast booth definitely on the same page. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's who they go to. It was Gray here in crunch time, 127 left, down by 10.
Yeah, he has three-pointers on the night. Other than that, only Chris Williams the second and Jay Williams with the other two three balls for the Penguins.
It's going to be interesting. The Penguins will inbound at half court just off to our left, a couple of feet to our left. It'll be Gray inbounding. Penguins need a couple of scores and a couple of stops here at the Conlin Center to come away victorious. Both teams 1-5, Brandon. He'll get it into CJ, top of the key. CJ to Jay Williams, drifting to his left. Williams to Chris Williams, down low, Fudge left side. Fudge spin move, and he gets it to rattle in. Fudge with the contact from Pulaski. No whistles. It's an 8-point game. Bringing it up for the Otters, Johnson. Johnson on CJ. CJ will go out and get him. Johnson drives in, said he'll back out. Through the legs, trying to drive past CJ. He will. Baseline, kick out to Pulaski. Pulaski tried to dunk, and he just throws it out into the lobby. And we have a foul. And that one will be on Christian Fudge. That is his fourth personal, fifth team foul for the Penguins. And Fudge, with 54 seconds left, in trouble of fouling out. Pulaski will go to the line.
Pulaski, not really good free throw shooter, only 38% on the year, so a good foul there by Fudge.
Pulaski's first free throw is up, and he missed it left. The lead stays at 8 for the Otters. Penguins trying to keep it there as well. Pulaski gets the ball back, right foot forward, toes the line again. Second shot on the way, and he knocked it down. Three-possession game now as Jordan Williams on the inbound pass slips, and he is down. And it looks like our squeegee man is going to go to work as Jordan Williams is going to shake it off a little bit. Jog himself out. It's still a 9-point game as we're going to wipe up the paint there as Jordan Williams really hit the deck hard, Brandon, and it's it's tough, you know?
Yeah, he's
play NC2A Division II basketball and have to slip, you know?
Yeah, he's hit the deck like 5 times if I'm counting tonight. Nice. And they really need to get things on going here. Squeegee action.
All right, everybody. Well, we're back. And we're not sure if that's going to be Monterey Bay ball or if it's going to be Penguin ball because Jordan Williams slipped. It looked like he might have gone out of bounds. We will see shortly, though, as we are still mopping up that restricted area underneath the southern hoop. 54 seconds exactly. Penguins trail by 9. Still mopping up. Jeremiah Gray and Mateo Jones mopping here in the paint. And it might be a little hard to see the sweat, maybe, Brandon, because the paint's painted black. I don't know.
Maybe.
You never know. We are still mopping up here. Jeremiah Gray is going to come over and have a word with Coach Booker T. Harris. Everybody's squeaking their shoes.
Got to love that sound.
Oh, yeah. Got a little tunes playing overhead. And still waiting. But you know what? Where are you going to dinner after this?
You know, San Rafael Joe's.
There you go. San Rafael Joe's. You know what? I might join you. I might join you, and it will be Monterey Bay ball. Inbounding will be Mateo Jones. He'll go into Pulaski. Full court pressure. And it looks like Christian Futch just picked up his fifth personal. That'll be his disqualifying foul and ticky-tack contact there down low as our official calls the fifth and disqualifying foul on Christian Futch. Penguins still have a shot, Brandon, to get back into this one. Only trail by nine. Our official's going to have a timeout, and we're going to have a new inbounder. That will be Mateo Jones inbounding for the Otters, and we're ready to go. 52 and a half seconds left, 29 on the shot clock. Jones inbounding. He'll inbound to Sapwell, and Sapwell will be fouled by CW2. That will send Sapwell to the line. That's Williams' first personal, seventh team foul. That'll put the Otters in bonus. They'll shoot one and ones now as Mays returns in place of CJ.
Sapwell, 78% on the year from the charity stripe.
Woohoo, 78%. His first one and one free throw on the way, and he missed it deep. Rebound by Pulaski. He gets his own board back after the attempt. 46 seconds, Jones will be fouled by Gray. That'll send Jones to the line. That's Gray's first personal, eighth team foul. Penguins still trailing by nine.
Jones, 46%.
Really?
Yeah.
Leading scorer, 46%. His first one rattles home. They extend the lead back to double digits. It's 10. Otters looking to make it 11, which would be their largest lead of the night. Jones toes the line. His second and one free throw up and good. It's 11, the largest lead for the Otters. Jordan Williams brings it up quickly. Williams working on Jones. Williams right wing. Straight away, three ball on the way. Good from Jordan Williams. And it's an eight-point game. Inbound to Jones, and another foul committed by Chris Williams, which will send Mateo Jones to the line. That's Williams' second personal, ninth team foul, and CJ will check in place of Romeo Mays. Jones at the line. Jones will toe the line. He'll shoot one and once. Jones with the ball. He'll dribble it once. His first one and one on the way. Knocks it down. The lead is back to nine for the Otters. And Jones goes over and gives imaginary high fives to his teammates. Everybody's in the backcourt. Jones has a sense of humor. His second one misses short. 37 seconds. Oh, and the pass from CJ to Jordan Williams. Stolen by Jones, who was the only one in the backcourt. He'll put it up. And it's 11-point lead. Jordan Williams far sideline. He'll bring it up, pick up a screen from CJ. Right wing, Chris Williams. Three ball tipped, but he was fouled. Chris Williams will go to the line. 25 seconds left. And Chris Williams will shoot three. Williams will shoot three on the foul and the three-point attempt. That foul was on Sapwell. That's his first personal fourth team foul for Monterey Bay. Williams' first free throw is good.
Yeah, CW2 shooting at 75% on the year.
Williams' second free throw attempt is up and good, so he has an opportunity to make it an eight-point game with 25 and a half seconds to go. His third free throw up, and it is good as well. So CW2 goes 3 for 3. The inbound goes to Bouye, and the foul committed by Jordan Williams. That'll send Bouye to the line. That'll be Williams' third personal, 10th team foul. So the Otters will now shoot two from here on out when fouled. Bouye will go to the line. He will shoot two. The only two players for the Penguins on that half of the court are C.J. Thomas and Xavier Williams. Bouye, the only one for the Otters, as he shoots two. Bouye toes the line. His first one on the way, and he missed it short. Lead still eight for Monterey Bay. Looking to avoid that turnover again if he misses this second one. The second one on the way. He missed it as well. CJ off to Xavier Williams, far sideline. Williams to CJ. CJ right wing. Jeremiah Gray, three ball, and he missed it left. Rebound, Bouye out of bounds. And it went off of Bouye, so the Penguins will have possession underneath the Otter hoop with 15.6 on the clock. Jordan Williams inbounding. His pass goes to Jeremiah. Three ball, left corner, off the top of the backboard with 11 seconds. And Johnson will just dribble this one out for the Cal State Monterey Bay Otters. The Otters will move to 2-5 on the year. Penguins fall to 1-6 on the year. Final score, Cal State Monterey Bay 80, Dominican University of California 72. Penguins really hung in, Brandon, for the first 35 minutes of this game. 30 minutes of this game. The last 10 have really been all Otters. And Penguins just couldn't get anything going. They were physical. They were aggressive, like Coach Waterman said. They didn't shoot very well in the second half like they wanted to.
Yeah, and especially in the end, as you mentioned, the last 10 minutes, a lot of turnovers, and their offense really couldn't get it going. It seemed like early in the second half, they had their offensive sets working, really had the great ball movement and defensively as well. But in that second half, I saw Jordan Williams and Jeremiah Gray bounce off Futch on the screens and turn the ball over two or three times within those last 5 minutes. And that's crunch time. That's a crucial time. And to turn the ball over, that their offense wasn't set. They just had to create it, broken plays. And that's how things didn't go their way late in this game.
Things didn't go their way. They didn't go their way early either. They were trailing 11-4. They trailed by as many as 11 in this game. They cut the lead back so many times, but unable to make the full comeback. Well, our next broadcast, Brandon, is going to be next Saturday, December 2nd, as we finally have a home game for the Penguin women, who are 4-2 on the year, and it looks to be promising for Coach Lacoste and his ladies. We'll have men's and women's basketball next Saturday starting at 2 p.m., but for now, for Stuart Horn and Brandon Cadiz, I'm Forrest Hunt saying so long.